University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of UMES Basketball. This presentation of Hawks Basketball is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings and powered by Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, Courtyard by Marriott, and Geico. This broadcast is also brought to you by Hampton Inn and Suites, Brunswick, and Vice. Now, UMES Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Hello and welcome to the A.J. Palumbo Center here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here on the campus of Duquesne University, as we welcome you into the Geico pregame show, getting you ready for yet another edition of UMES Hawks Basketball here on SFMSports.net. I am Doug Newton as your University of Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks get set to take on the Duquesne University Dukes. Hope everyone enjoyed their Christmas as the Hawks return back in action after the holiday break, and they'll be hoping to stay hot after such an impressive win, one of the best wins in many years for the Hawks programs against St. Bonaventure on Monday. The Hawks return to action against yet another Atlantic 10 conference opponent, one of the best basketball conferences in the entire nation, and so far the Hawks 2-1 against teams from the A10. The only loss to then 15th ranked Virginia Commonwealth. Remember what the VCU Rams did against UMES, but how about road victories against both Fordham and St. Bonaventure? St. Bonaventure, the most recent one, 82-80, the final on Monday. Five Hawks hitting double digits in scoring, including a team-high 19 from the senior Mike Myers, and that was despite fouling out with 4 minutes to play for UMES. The Hawks, 82 points, easily their highest offensive output of the season, surpassing the 72 points they put up against Fordham. In that particular game against St. Bonaventure, it was really the three-point shooting that lifted the Hawks to the victory. They caught fire from beyond the arc. Devin Martin, Devin Walker, Ryan Andino, the three sharpshooters combined for 10 of 17 from beyond the three-point line for UMES. So the Hawks now 2-1 against A-10 teams. And remember, prior to this season, the Hawks had not won a game against a current A-10 opponent in 45 years. Had to go back to the 68-69 season. And now the Hawks have won two games against Atlantic 10 opponents. And they'll be looking for a third tonight against Duquesne. The Dukes are 4-5 on this season. They've had a week off since their last game, a 79-63 victory against UMass Lowell, and that snapped a prior four-game losing streak for Duquesne. A very balanced attack for the Dukes, four players averaging double digits, no one above 12.5 points, and no players on the court for more than 30 minutes a game. Coach Jim Ferry will employ his bench early and often. In fact, their leading scorer, Jordan Stevens, comes off of the bench. He has not made a single start this season. Duquesne has played just one common opponent with UMES, and that was St. Francis University. And the Red Flash actually handled Duquesne with relative ease here in Pittsburgh, with St. Francis defeating Duquesne 67-52. Remember, UMES dropped a close game in the final minute on the road in Loretto, Pennsylvania. So hopefully that would bode well for UMES coming into this matchup with Duquesne. The other common opponents between these two teams, the Dukes have already faced NJIT and Howard, and those will be future opponents for UMES in the coming month or so. Duquesne lost a tight contest to NJIT, and they actually defeated Howard relatively easily, 81-63. So it should be an interesting matchup here for UMES. Need to avoid a letdown after a phenomenal performance against St. Bonaventure. This Duquesne team a little bit behind St. Bonaventure in the preseason A-10 polls, but still a very talented squad. Cannot take them lightly if they want to go 3-1 against the A-10 this season. Would be very, very impressive mark for UMES. Well, when we return here on the Geico pregame show, a chance to sit down pregame with the head man, head coach Bobby Collins, with the UMES men's basketball team. My conversation with the head coach when we return. You're listening to the Geico pregame show on the Hawks Radio Network here on SFMSports.net.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That is huge. That is over 75 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And now you know. And now I have one less coworker and double the work.
GEICO, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know GEICO has been around for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on you. GEICO could help you save on motorcycle and RV coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
This is the Hawk Sports Network. From SFMSports.net.
Tip-off is minutes away. This gives you time to save 15% on your car insurance with GEICO. 15 minutes is all it takes. Now, back to the GEICO All-Access Pregame Show from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the GEICO Pregame Show here on SFMSports.net. Doug Newton here, and a chance to chat pregame with the head coach of the men's basketball team, Bobby Collins. And Bobby, looking back at the 82-80 victory over St. Bonaventure, easily the highest offensive output of the season, and St. Bonaventure went to a half-court trap for a lot of the game. What was the key to slicing up that zone?
Well, the key is that we had to be on the attack mode. And I told our guys once we break the trap that we had to attack. And we attacked, and they left the shooters in the corner, and we were fortunate enough to hit shots.
The energy was really there in pretty much all aspects of the game against St. Bonaventure. Pretty much everything was clicking. In a game like that, in which you really are firing on all cylinders, how do you avoid a letdown going into the next performance?
Well, after the game, I told the guys to be happy, but don't be satisfied. We got to be consistent. And we got to continue to work hard, and it's a process, and we got to keep building. And we talked about perseverance. We talked about fighting through the tough times. And the little pregame speech I gave them, they said they really bought into that. So I don't know what I'm going to give them when I go in this time, but hopefully we can just be consistent and play hard.
This is another A-10 opponent. Have had a lot of success against the Atlantic 10, a very good basketball conference. Obviously 2-1 with the one loss to VCU and wins on the road against Fordham and St. Bonaventure. Now on the road again here against Duquesne. What does this level of competition do for your squad going into the future?
Well, definitely builds confidence and builds character. We know that we have a chance to really be a pretty good team this year. We just have to play consistent with effort and play with heart and play with desire and play with consistency. Those things, if we can continue building, we have a chance to play well in March. That's what we're working towards.
Unfortunately, today you'll be playing without your power forward, Dominique Elliott, due to a family issue. How does that change the game plan without his presence?
A lot. You know, we're missing Dominique. We're missing Shane Randall as well. And those two young men definitely give us inside presence and give us give us depth inside. But we're going to play regardless. And we've played without those guys before. And we could play without just certain people on the floor. We just got to go out and just go with the game plan and play with effort and play with intensity.
Obviously, we'll be playing a little bit of a smaller lineup without Dom and without Shane. Duquesne plays a lot of 2-3 zone, and scouting them, does having the wealth of shooters around the perimeter really help you in terms of trying to attack that zone?
Absolutely. We still want to attack inside out, but if our shooters are on, obviously it's an advantage for us because we still know that we have Michael Myers and Iman Johnson to go inside to. So we're going to continue to attack inside out first, and if they give us an opportunity to knock down some open shots, we're going to take them.
With the smaller lineup, will that change the defensive game plan? Maybe have to go a little bit more zone in order to match up?
Maybe. We may stretch the floor and press a little bit more.